Ted, always Baroque, strong box one in the final of the Illingworth Classic. How do you rate her chances from the inside draw?
Yeah, I think she's got a strong chance, but she's got to begin well and posse into a, into the first couple, going through the first bend to be a chance of winning, I think.
She, luck's just got to be on her side, doesn't it? I mean, she's had a fair record there. She's run in the minors a fair bit, but she just needs her luck to go her way, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's just a, above average ability, but not a superstar. So, she'll need, of course, she'll need luck to win such a race.
Robin, buckle up a varnish on box two. You and Gary would be very proud to have a runner in, especially in a Tasbred final, but something like the Illingworth Classic is a prestigious race to win, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great race to win, and one that's spooking history and, a really important part of the calendar for the Lonnie Race Club. Yeah.
Buckle up a varner. Look, no slouch. It's, it has done a very good job, and it's, in the short career it's had around Launceston, and may have only the one win from the eight starts there, but 30.07, it's a respectable time there.
Yeah, she's not the fastest girl in the field, but she's got the box she needs, and hopefully she'll ping out pretty quick and hopefully get going. We can only pray for a little bit of a bumping in the background behind us, gives her a little bit more room.
Yep.
And we'll go for there. But yeah, she's a pretty handy little bitch. We're really pleased with her. She's always been good to us, so fingers crossed.
Nick, don't start now. Strong box three in the Illingworth final on Monday night. You'd be pretty proud in the way not only don't start now is going, but the litter in general. I mean, they're been a pretty handy commodity so far.
Yeah, they're good chasers, or most of them are good chasers, and they're, yeah, really, really happy with the way Don't Start Now's kept on improving. Like, she's probably one of the youngest dogs in tomorrow night and in that race, and I'm absolutely rapt. She keeps every challenge I've put forward for her so far. She just keeps doing her best, and not all the time her best has been good enough, but it's been pretty close, and yeah, couldn't be more excited about her.
Well, she's got a neat little record there. She's had six starts for three wins and three minors, and I mean, that doesn't get more informed than that, does it?
She's just a good, honest little trier, and she's not a very big bitch. She's only 25 kilos, but she's got that real good early pace that her mother had, and she finishes off a little bit better. And yeah, she just keeps trying her best every time she goes around, and that's been good enough on a few occasions.
Oh, well, very good. Well, Nick, to you and your family, best of luck in the Illingworth final on Monday night. It's a prestigious race to be a part of, and hopefully some luck can go your way from the draw and hopefully, fingers crossed, come away with it in the final.
Oh, fingers crossed, that's the main thing, mate. Even if she doesn't have much luck in running or whatever, I'm really happy the way she's going. Being only 2 years old, so she's still got plenty of racing ahead of her. And if she happens to have a bit of luck in this one, that'd be absolutely wrapped. I couldn't be more happier with the way she's going in that. So fingers crossed.
Anthony Langley Roo's got box four in the final of the Illingworth on Monday night. What do you think his chances are from the draw?
He's probably a 10-1 chance, I think. At least he has a draw eight. I think he needs a little bit of trouble up front to be competitive.
You've only had him in the kennel for a little while now. Any indications on what he's like? Obviously, he's bred to run distance, isn't he?
Yeah, he should be. He's improving. Just he was a bit nervy when he got there. Probably not used to the number of dogs around him, but no, he's improving time.
Blake, all about Monty gets into the race as first reserve in the box six. What do you think of his chances heading into the final?
I would have liked to have come up with probably a bit better box, but he's there nevertheless. He was a really good run to run third last Monday in the heats after copping a fair bit of interference early. So hopefully if he can jump at his best, he may be able to get across.
Look, he's got a good little record there. He's won two from six there, and overall he's won 7 out of 19. I mean, he's, he's certainly no slouch. He's performing above his weight, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He sort of took a little bit to come to hand, and I think he's still getting better with each run. So I think we still haven't seen the best of him yet.
My bro Joe's drawn box seven in the final on Monday. You'd be looked a bit upbeat about the draw, but he's proven that he can do anything with a bit of luck, can't he?
Yeah, he'll need a real lot of luck from that draw, Brendan.
Yeah.
To really really good beginners to win from out there on that track. And Wiley Allison and David Best, I don't think he's got the space to cross some of those dogs.
Yeah, no. It is tough, isn't it? You need, as you said, that the pace is needed. If he can sort of sit up within top four, he's proven how strong he is to the run of the line. So he need a bit of luck, won't he? Sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. If he gets out well and probably in the first way around the corner, he must have saved me some chance.
Yep.
But that's easier said than done.
Yes, it is. To you and Greg, best of luck in the final. I know it's a race that's you've had a good run in with, and hopefully with the luck, hopefully it may come off. I know it's a big task, but win, lose or draw, you'll be very happy with him anyway. So.
Well, if you could get out my riddle this night, you did.
No, certainly not. No, that's for sure.